For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our paper 2 days ago telling us who we have to take.
Welcome back, everybody, to the First Team NFL Draft and College Football Podcast, bringing you all some exclusive insights to the 2024 NFL Draft prospects that you will be rooting for very shortly on Sundays. We have a young man that has had a great process so far. I know we just are coming off of Senior Bowl performances over the last couple weeks. We have Mr. Tyrese Knight, out of UTEP, who is getting ready for a huge combine performance coming up in just a little under 2 weeks now in Indianapolis, Indiana. Tyrese, before we start, man, just really appreciate you for hopping in. I know you're down in Miami doing the training. Super hectic times, my friend, but thank you so much for joining the show today. We really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
No doubt, man. No doubt. So I think, Tyrese, I really wanted to start you off, and because I had been looking at just kind of your background, a little bit of the statistics over the last few years, and for people that haven't watched UTEP and haven't watched the Niners and aren't familiar with your game, you were a really good player before this year. I mean, you had had back-to-back leading the team in tackles, 100-plus tackles 2 years prior, but this year, you ascended, in my opinion, from a really good player into one of the college football elite. 140 tackles this past year, 15.5 tackles for loss, 4.5 sacks, many pass breakups as well. Just take me through a little bit of the ascension in your game this past year, man, and what you felt like maybe was the reason or the biggest improvements in your game that led to such a dynamic final year for UTEP.
Well, for sure, you know, the last 3 years, the game was slowing down for me a lot. So, like, really, this whole year, it took a big step for me just, like, growing up in the summer. You know, I had my best summer year overall. I pretty much crushed all my mats. You know, I broke the school power clean record for linebackers. I had my personal squat. I had my personal bench. So, really, the whole offseason, I just took a big step and just grinded hard and just, you know, let everything come to me. And for the season-wise, you know, the game pretty much slowed down. It slowed down for me last year. I kind of seen how that was, like, evolving. But this year, for sure, every game felt like it was a practice to me. So, like, all that just really took effect from having a good offseason, a good season overall, and it just started paying out for me for game one.
So, Tyrese, you were a Independence Community College guy, and for anyone who, you know, watched Last Chance U, knows, is familiar with that program. I think a lot of people, college football fans, NFL draft fans, maybe aren't super familiar with just the path of coming from a junior college. I played in college with a lot of guys that came from a lot of different junior colleges. I had one first question here. It's a two-parter. One, did you play under Coach Jason Brown, the guy, the coach who was there on Last Chance U, or was that right before you got there?
I got there. That was his second year. So, like, I redshirted my first year, so I ain't really, like, play for him, but I experienced him for sure.
What was your experience like playing for him? Because there was one guy that I played with that, you know, swears by him and loves him. What did you think of him as a head coach and how he might have helped you as a player?
You know, he wasn't, like, acting for no show. That's how he really was. So, like, he was really, right. Like, he wasn't, like, capping for the show. But for sure, he was a good coach to me. You know, I always had, like, hard-nosed coaches. So, like, him, like, acting or talking a certain way, that didn't really affect me. But, you know, he taught me one thing in life, you know, because, like, I had missed workouts one day. He had called me and, like, what happened while you missed workouts? So I was like, you know, that's on me. I had missed my alarm clock. And he was like, one thing in life, don't be the alarm clock. Be the main reason you wake up in the morning. So when he told me that, that's something I'm always going to remember. So he was a good dude to me overall.
The other part about this I want to ask is that journey playing junior college football, it's shaped a lot of really great players in the NFL. One, what led to you playing junior college football, and how has that helped you on this path to getting to the NFL?
Oh, well, you know, I was a qualifier coming out of high school. You know, I had a 3.8. I passed all my ACT and SATs, so I had like 4 offers. I was planning on going to USF out of high school. I had waited too late to commit, and they ran out of roster spots. I ended up going to JUCO because one of my coaches knew a buddy down there in Independence. I sent him my film, and that's how I got there. But, you know, JUCO just teach you. It just teaches, like, you know, hard nose and struggle from the bottom. So, like, a lot of people really go appreciate JUCO because it gets you ready for the college. So, like, once I got to Utah, a lot of things I was experiencing, I'd already experienced that independent JUCO. So, really, I was ready for everything. And, like, JUCO not really a bad thing, you know. I had a good experience there. There was a lot of Florida people there my 2 years there. So, JUCO was fun. I really miss it, honestly.
BetOnline remains your top spot for all of your live betting action and contests. NFL, college football, UFC, NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions with both desktop and mobile access at any time. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for 50% off your first deposit. That is a 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hearts.
Well, Tyrese, can I ask, because I know you were a Florida guy originally, now you're back down in Florida, you know, doing the training and getting ready for the combine and everything. But so you spent some time in Kansas, you spent some time at El Paso, Texas. What's it been like just being around the map a little bit, man? Some very different places that you have been, to say the least.
You know, I just can say I done experienced every climate from rain and snow to hot and sunny. So, like, I feel like Kansas and Texas has got me ready for, like, any type of football weather that I'm going to have to play in later in my life. So, I done seen everything. I really appreciate that journey from top to bottom.
Well, in another part
of the journey, obviously, I love asking. Oh,
sorry. Mm-hmm. I was just going to ask.
No, go ahead, Ryan.
You know, the next part of the journey that I wanted to hit on was, of course, Mobile, Alabama, going down there and competing against the best of the best. And I thought you had a great week. I really did. I thought that you showed yourself, because a lot of people are going to look at, you know, UTEP. They're going to have those assumptions, obviously, coming from a G5. And you know, what's it going to look like playing against the best schools in the country? And I thought you obviously showcased yourself really well. What was just that overall experience like down in Mobile, and how do you feel like you just kind of, I guess, really showed that you belong and that you are one of the top linebackers in the 2024 NFL draft?
Well, you know, even though I was at Utah, like, throughout my career, we done played against a lot of, you know, schools out of our conference. Like, this year, for sure, I think most of my best games was, like, people that are not in our conference, like Northwestern, UNLV, and a lot of those schools. So, like, I wasn't really worried about this type of guys I had to face at the Senior Bowl, but, you know, I had a slow week to me coming up at Mobile. But once I, like, got the playbook right and started feeling like how I was feeling, I had my best practice, which was that Thursday right before the game, so I felt like everything started tying in for me overall. But I had a good week, like, from the, like, 1v1s with the pass rush and, like, sticking the running back, so, like, that was my game. I just had to figure out, you know, start moving fast. I was moving, felt like the team ran and stuff, but I feel like everything tied in for me that Thursday, and I had my best day.
When did you find out that you were going to be playing in the Senior Bowl? And did you have a feeling and an expectation that that was going to be coming, or were you kind of just waiting to see? Maybe you had a feeling that there were going to be some of these All-Star games. Like, when and how did this all come together that you ended up playing in the game?
Well, you know, when they dropped the mid-season watch list for the Senior Bowl in, like, October, I was the first linebacker on that list. So, like, during the season, I was expecting me to go to the Senior Bowl, but they didn't. I think they were trying to wait to see what type of juniors were going to, like, declare, so they was getting the spots. So I already accepted my East-West Shrine invite now. I want to say, yeah, it was the night of the championship where Bama played in Michigan. Mm-hmm. Jim Nagy called me, like, 20 minutes before the game and just told me that, I know it's been a long process, but, you know, we're going to get you the invite to the Senior Bowl. So that's how all that played out. But I was just pretty much, I was just heading on, like, playing for the East-West, but the Senior Bowl, that was a blessing, and I took the opportunity.
Well, now, I know we talked about this a little bit before we started, Tyrese, but now you're training down in Bomarito, which is one of the top training facilities in the entire country down there in Miami, Florida. What has that process been like, just being able to train with some of the great other prospects in the 2024 class, and how have you kind of just seen your gains so far in that process?
You know, from day one, I had came out here early, so I've really been training down here since like December 12th. So I came out here like 2 weeks before everybody really got here. But since day one, I figured I picked the best spot to train that, you know, Pete know he'd be talking about. Honestly, I feel like my game took a better step. I know I got way more faster, more explosive. Really, everything we've been working on, I've been seeing improvement every week. So I'm really just happy I picked this spot. But trying to get here with other guys, you know, it's good to see other guys around you trying to work for the same goal and everybody getting better every day, just pushing everybody. So it really been a good environment and good vibes for me since I've been out here.
So I always love asking guys this. We asked Dylan Lauby, the UNH running back, last week what drill at the combine he thinks he's going to have his best testing number in. And I don't want you to, if you don't want to, you know, give us any spoilers here, but if you had to call your shot right now during the combine, what number do you think you're going to put up that's going to be the best of the weekend?
I know my three-cone and short shuttle going to be up there for sure. Like, we had a mock combine last Wednesday, and I pretty much had good numbers across the board. But I honestly see, like, scouts thinking I'm around, like, a 4.8 or something, so I really think my 40 going to surprise everybody.
What do you think you're going to end up running? 4.8 seems slow. That's crazy.
Yeah, I haven't run a 40 since high school, so I really don't know where they got that number from. Right. I know my family not showing me that I'm slow, so they took a bag.
4.8 slow as shit. Like, I'm just gonna say that's slow as shit. That's a little that's a little disrespectful. They're saying that about you.
Yeah, I mean, that's good though, cause you know, once I run my real 4, they'll be like, oh, and start running down good stuff. So like, I ain't tripping about that. But between my 40, I'm gonna be like a 4.49 and a 4.56.
Wow. So, that'd be great. Well,
Tyrese, that's great to hear, man, because it's funny enough is I was actually looking at a scouting report on a particular draft, so I'm not gonna throw shade at anybody on here, but they literally had the estimated 4.8 time, and I'm like, I watched this guy on film. He didn't look like a 4.8 guy to me. I don't know. It doesn't seem
I don't got no 40 documented because I haven't ran no 40 since high school, but that wasn't even like no documented. I just a team wanted to know what my 40 was, so my coach had put me out of class to run one on the track. So that's why I remember that time from. But I haven't ran no 40. I don't know where they got it documented from, but I'll take it though, honestly.
Well, I wanted to ask that's you hilarious. Because I was actually texting Joe about this after I watched your film, and I think I may have put it in the Twitter thread, but I definitely put it in the scouting report if I did not. But there's a player that you kept writing down on my notepad that I felt like you reminded me of so much. And it's from a body type perspective and a little bit of a play style perspective. And you just reminded me so much of Dre Greenlaw, who, for people that don't watch NFL football, like, he is one of the best linebackers in the NFL. And he gets overshadowed a little bit because he plays with Fred Warner, who is maybe the best linebacker in the NFL, right? But Dre is an absolute dog. I'm curious about you when you watch film, particularly on maybe some NFL players or in the past, like that type of thing, are there players that you have gravitated towards that maybe you have tried to take stuff from their games to help your own, if that makes sense?
Well, for sure, you know, I watched the two guys, you know, Fred Warner and Roquan Smith, but you know, they both kind of got two different play styles for sure. I feel like Roquan pretty much, you know, zone guy, but good in the run game for sure. But I feel like Fred Warner, good from top to bottom. So really, I'll be watching Fred Warner a lot. I just try to mimic my game after him, honestly.
Tyrese, we're pretty deep into this process here and at the beginning of it. And you probably had some opportunities to talk to some NFL teams when you're at the Senior Bowl. Are there any teams that, one, you'd love to play for in the NFL, and then two, that you've maybe spoken to already that you think have shown that they really like you and want you to play for them?
You know, I'd be blessed to play for any team just to show I can do from day one. So it really wouldn't matter what team draft me for sure. But at the Senior Bowl, the team that really stood out the most to me was the Giants for sure. You know, we had the interviews like every other day or every day with them. Mm-hmm. With them, both my interviews, you know, I had to explain some players from the last year. Then also, they had like a big camera recording me and like 8 Giants people around the table. I had to drop some of our coverages from last year. So I did that with them actually 2 times throughout the week. So I really feel like they really like him a lot. And also during our 1v1 stuff, it was just Giants, I guess Scott was ever beside me. They're talking about the every play. Every time I made a good play, he was like, good, you make you some money and stuff. So I really feel like the Giants were just stand out the most to me.
That's ringing true to Joe's ears. You don't know this, obviously, but Joe is a New York Giants fan, and that's pretty hilarious that that's
the we need linebackers.
Yeah, they honestly, they've been because one of my coaches at my school went to the he played for the Giants when he came out of college. So the Giants really been like keeping contact with me since like 2021.
It's awesome.
So they've just been really talking to me for the last 3 years.
Wow.
Tyrese, I'm curious because I know, like Joe said, we're kind of still new to the process a little bit. Cause I mean, you have the combine coming up, you're going to have the top 30 visits set up and doing all that type of stuff kind of down the stretch here. But I'm curious, man, because you were a sixth year player. Again, we went through a little bit of the background of places you've been. You've been to playing football in Kansas. You played down in El Paso, Texas. You're a Florida guy originally. You talked about, you know, you being a qualifier out of high school, but you ended up not getting an opportunity to play for USF right out of it. It's been a long journey is kind of what I'm trying to say here, right? And just kind of taking a step back for a second, how appreciative are you of the journey you have been on? Because I have to think, and this is just my assumption, please correct me if I'm wrong, but you getting so close to a goal here, how just great does it feel to know that you've been through so many trials, tribulations, long seasons, and shortly you're going to be able to achieve what I'm sure has been a lifelong dream of yours?
Well, you know, everybody on their own. In my eyes, you know, everybody on their own clock. Everybody got their own time. You know, God already set everybody, you know, story for them. So I feel like it was a story I needed to take overall. So I really appreciate the journey. I probably went JUCO in my eyes because I probably think I wasn't ready for the D1 level coming out of high school. You know, I came out like, I always had this frame, but I wasn't as big. So I was like probably like 210 coming out of high school. So, you know, I ain't really too much thinking about it. You know, I just feel like, you know, God knew what he was doing. And really, JUCO, Utah, they probably put me in the best position where I'm in now to reach my goals. So I just appreciate all that.
All right. Well, again, we are joined here by Tyrese Knight, one of the star linebackers in the 2024 NFL draft class out of UTEP. If you guys haven't watched him yet, make sure to go some film. Number 10, he's going to be making plays all over the field when you're watching the Niners from this past year. Tyrese, I really appreciate it again, man. Appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule. We know it's super hectic for you, especially on a Sunday night recording with us now, man. Good luck in the rest of the process. And thank you again so much for joining the show today.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you guys for having me.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.